Mike Tang was charged with child endangerment for leaving his 8-year-old son in this parking lot a mile from home. It was supposed to be a life lesson.
The night where I dropped him off, I just wanted to reinforce that money is hard to earn, and if he doesn't do a good job at school, he could end up, you know, doing something like this or sleeping out here where the homeless people sleep.
He dropped him not far from the recycling area and walked away.
Sometimes there's a guy there, and you see people on bikes. They look kind of ragged, could be homeless.
Mike says his son Isaac had been slacking in school. The last straw was when Mike caught Isaac cutting corners on his homework by reading his little sister's book instead of his own.
It's an 8-year-old kid who didn't read his book.
Right.
Why would you do that?
Well, first of all, I've tried other things, right, and they didn't work. So that's my take on it, and I'm trying different things. If this doesn't work, I might try something else next time.
About 10 to 15 minutes after dropping Isaac, Mike sent Isaac's grandfather to go pick him up. It was 8 o'clock and getting dark. Turns out Isaac had already been picked up. He was in police custody. A stranger had spotted Isaac and called the cops.
He said, why was I walking home? And did I know where my home was?
And did you? You know how to walk home from the park?
Yeah, I know how to walk from my school to my house.
The cops arrested Mike, and he spent the night in county jail. A jury later convicted him, and the judge sentenced him to attend parenting classes and to a 56-day work release program picking up trash. Mike is refusing to serve the sentence, and there's an outstanding warrant for his failure to comply. He scrawled a response on top of the warrant and mailed it back.
Fuck you all. Walking on a public street, a sidewalk, at 7:45 p.m. is not child endangerment.
Is Mike right, or did he jeopardize Isaac's safety? And was it appropriate for the police to intervene?
Mike Tang is one of the many American parents who decided to give their kids some independence, in this case as a disciplinary measure, who have their parenting second-guessed by the authorities and find themselves arrested.
Journalist Lenore Skenazy is the founder of the Free Range Kids Movement.
Walking home a mile on a route that the kid already knew does not rise to the level of danger. It rises to the level of unusual. It rises to the level of perhaps controversial, but it was not literally dangerous. That's not a crime.
The state of California says child endangerment occurs when someone willfully causes or permits a child to be placed in a situation where his or her person or health is endangered. Did Mike endanger Isaac? Their hometown of Corona has a remarkably low crime rate, and Isaac knew how to get home and properly use crosswalks. Police and county officials refused to comment for this story, but court transcripts from Mike's trial give us a sense of the arresting officer's thinking. Witness, in my opinion, if I was in your shoes, I wouldn't have left my child there. I have a 20-year-old daughter that I would not let her walk home.
A 20-year-old walking home in a safe town is not safe enough. What is? When we hate the parent for what they're doing, we think they're wrong, we automatically overinflate the danger that we see the kid in. There was a study done at the University of California at Irvine asking people how much danger a kid was in when the parent let the child wait alone in the car.
It turns out that the safety of the children wasn't what mattered most to the people surveyed in the study. They were actually passing moral judgment on the parents.
So if a mom lets a kid wait in the car because accidentally she was hit by a truck and she was out cold, that's okay. The kid isn't in so much danger. But if she was going to meet her lover and left the kid in the car, oh my God, we think the kid is in way more danger. We are making moral judgments every time we see a kid unsupervised. And the more we hate the parent for leaving the child unsupervised, the more in danger we think the kid is. Maybe this is not the way you would discipline your child. It's not the way I disciplined my kids, but he's trying his best. And to treat parenting like a spectator sport, and if you wouldn't have done it that way, and I think that was wrong, nobody thinks that any other parent is raising their kids right. But if you're a cop and you have the power to arrest, and then you're a jury and you have the power to hang, you are giving too much power over an individual's parenting decisions to the state.
If I had to do it all over again, you know, I'd do the same thing.
Because of his refusal to serve his sentence, Mike faces possible jail time.
If I don't have the freedom to discipline my kid, if they don't even have the freedom to walk outside, I'm already in prison right now. So what does it matter if I go to prison or not?